We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
West Virginia wins it here this evening by a final score of 74-55. We are back courtside along with Jay Jacobs and the head coach of the Mountaineers, Bob Huggins. Congratulations, you're 6-1 on the season. What did you like? We'll start off with that for tonight.
They're hard to guard. They do a great job of passing and cutting and ball faking. And then defensively, they play that some semblance of a pack line, which is it's hard to get easy shots off of. And I thought we started out slow and kind of struggled with it and then got better and better as the game went on until we unloaded the bench.
Yep, you were up 29 with 2:40 to go. You end up winning by 19 points, and so that was not the ending that you wanted. Let me ask you this, Huggs. When you did go on that big run and you built that lead up to 29, what turned it at that point?
Ball movement. We had one person taking care of the ball the whole time, and we dribbled it, Tony, more than we passed it. And when you're playing against that kind of defense, you dribble it, you're gonna have 10 eyes on you. You're not gonna get it to the rim with 10 eyes on you. And then when we started passing the ball, where they had to turn their head and try to find ball and man is when we started to score the ball.
Your two seniors, Taz Sherman, Sean McNeil, they combined for 32 of your 74. Both those guys looked as though they were in a very comfortable place on the floor tonight.
Yeah, well, it was kind of personal with Sean because, you know, Sean, I guess, committed to them when he was a sophomore and then decommitted. So it's kind of personal for him. Taz is he makes hard shots. He's a little bit Deshaun like in that how he can get his feet down and get his feet under him and get good lift on the ball.
Rebounding wise, you win it by 10, 41-31. Were you happy? 18 of those came on the offensive glass. Getting better?
We're getting a little better. We stand behind and watch too much. When the ball goes up, when the ball's in the air, that's when you really ought to be able to get inside and get good position, and we still ball watch too much.
Hugs. Jalen Bridges is going to be one of the best players. Do you think he's going to be one of the best players that you had that plays without the ball and can score?
Yeah.
He does it, boy.
Well, he did a great job tonight because they're hard to defend, and I thought he did a great job. I thought he was far and away our best defender on the floor today.
Did your defensive transition, in your opinion, do its job tonight?
No. No, it did not. Mm-hmm. But we were kind of we were trying to rebound it, and we didn't get back, and then we were trying to pressure, and so we helped up too much, and they threw the ball over us way too much.
The backup center position is really starting to improve, don't you think, with Polycap and with Kerrigan both?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think DC is getting better and better. Polly's getting better and better. I think they're starting to understand what we want done. You know, I think when you block shots the way particularly DC does, yeah, I think he's used to playing in the zone and standing in the middle and just blocking everything that comes in the paint. And it's a little different at this level than it is where they came from.
You're back in action on Saturday. What's the biggest thing you need to fix up here before Darris Nichols and the Highlanders come to town?
Well, for those listening, Darris beat Eastern Kentucky by 15. So we've got another game that's going to be hard. So hey, D. Nice has done a great job.
Yeah.
He's done a great job there, and he's got his brothers there with him. He's got one of our former managers there as an assistant, so we're not gonna shock them with anything, I don't think.
No, they'll know your little secrets. They'll know.
He's that way too. He'll sneak in there and find your secrets.
That's what we were saying. He's sneaky. He's sneaky. He's always gonna come around there with that coy little smile.
Well, it's kind of like when I first got there, we scrimmaged Virginia, and he like looked over like, am I gonna get it out? So I put Missoula in. And after about 7 or 8 trips up and down the floor, Missoula came over and told me, he said, I suck, take me out. And I said, I agree with one of the two. You do suck.
Hugs, we'll let you go on that.
All right.
There's your mic drop. Thanks,
Hugs.
Take care.